Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the right size of cows for your mama cow herd in just a moment.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly you have hay on the ground and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made, the Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world. It'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
One of the top beef cattle specialists in the region is Dr. Ted McCollum with Texas AgriLife, and we recently caught up with him when he was making a presentation about the right size of mama cows for your beef cow herd. Over the decades, we've had quite a few changes from very small to very large and more moderate sizes in recent years. But still, the question remains, what is the optimum size for your ranch operation?
The interest, I think, in recent years has partially been stimulated by the idea that feed costs are higher, or back in the late 2000s when we had to run in a corn market and costs got high, then you start seeing people have a renewed interest in cow size. And so, you can argue what's the optimum cow size from a number of different standpoints, but the way I look at it, if you own a ranch, you bought property, you're looking at return back to that investment, which is return back to the land area that you own. So the question becomes, what size of cow may optimize my returns back to the land, not looking at necessarily what's optimum size in terms of weaning weight per cow, but weaning weight per acre of land that I own.
That obviously brings you back to what sort of an environment you find yourself in as far as your ranch location can make a difference as to the size of cow that makes the most sense.
Well, we hear that, and I might debate with someone about that, okay, that your environment makes a difference. But really what makes it, where environment comes into play, is if I'm in an 8-inch rainfall area in southern New Mexico, I grow less grass per acre. So whether I've got big cows or little cows, I can run fewer cows per acre than somebody in a 40-inch rainfall area.
And Dr. McCollum says perhaps more importantly, it's the amount of forage that you're able to produce on your ranch which will determine the size and the type of cow that you can actually use.
In my opinion, where environment has a bigger play is just how much total forage production. Now, you can still get into the argument about cow size. Where environment can start coming into play there is milk production on the cows. That cows that have a higher genetic potential for milk production do require a more friendly nutritional environment than a cow that has a lower milk production. So we need to separate size from milk production. In my opinion, size is not really a matter, because what we're going to do is adjust the number of cows per unit of land area based on forage production and size also.
So while size matters, it's not the only consideration to be looking at when you decide how many cows, how many pounds of beef you're going to try to raise on your ranch operation.
Again, cow size is okay, or bigger cows is okay as from a rangeland resource, as long as we're adjusting our stocking rate down. So if I used to be able to run 100 cows 30 years ago, if my cow size has creeped up, I may be only able to run 75 to 85 cows with today's cow size. Have I adjusted my management for that? And if you have adjusted your management, such as I've reduced my number of cows because they're larger, then start looking at returns per acre and saying, what's occurred with my returns per acre? And possibly moderating cow size could be a strategic management move in the future, is to start moderating cow size and perhaps stabilize or improve production per acre from your cow herd.
Dr. Ted McCollum joined us today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Can you believe it? It's almost June, and Superior Video Livestock Auction's got a lot of sales during the month of June to offer you, including their regular every other week Thursday sale coming June 1st, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They've got the Spring Horse Auction coming June 10th, 12:30 p.m. Central Time, and then the 19th Corn Belt Classic coming the 14th, 15th of June. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.